In the previous lesson, we observed how we find ourselves caught in a holding environment, an internalized emotional state that we repeat again and again by the way we identify with certain thoughts and filter others out so that they cannot help us shift out of our emotional holding environment. Sages throughout time have understood this tendency of the mind to create its own prison, emotionally and conceptually. And rather than oppose the prison, one of the methods that I use is to help us create a completely different holding environment. One that's not based on belief, one that's not based on identifying with ideas or thoughts, but one that arises simply by turning our gaze, turning our inner awareness toward everything that's present in our consciousness, and looking at it, seeing it clearly, and saying thank you. You can do this exercise now with your eyes open or your eyes closed. Let your mind become spacious. Let your awareness become very present. Recognize the feeling of your own aliveness, the movement of your breath, the vibration of your body. Relax any tension in your body. Soften your shoulders. Now become aware of any sensation. Perhaps it's the weight of your body on your bottom as you're sitting in a chair. And turn your gaze directly toward that sensation. And inwardly, silently, say thank you. Begin to look around the room. Choose any object you perceive. Look at it clearly. Let it become vivid for a moment. And then inwardly, silently, say thank you. Thank every sensation that you become aware of in the present moment. Thank the perceptions that draw your attention in the present moment. There's nothing that can be presented to you but in consciousness that you aren't willing to look at and just say thank you. Thank the thoughts that enter your mind, even the ones that make you anxious about the future or nostalgic about the past. Just say thank you. Thank you, past story. Thank you, future story. Look at any thoughts that arise about yourself, the mind stream of thoughts, judgments about you, about others. Just look. Oh, a me story. Thank you. Oh, a story about my life. Thank you. Oh, a story about what we're doing with this practice. Thank you. Don't allow any experience, anything that arises and becomes present to your consciousness, to go without being thanked. Your relationship becomes an unconditional thank you. It's as if the prayer, or rather it's as if we're praying, and our prayer is thank you. Thank you for every sensation. Thank you for every feeling. Thank you for every memory. Thank you for every fantasy. Instead of giving ourselves to the thoughts, we thank them. Instead of getting lost in the fantasy, we see the fantasy and say thank you. If people arise in your mind, focus upon them for a moment and say thank you. Visualize them experiencing their life with fullness and completeness. Visualize that they're achieving all that you would love to achieve for yourself in terms of fulfillment and joy. And say thank you. No matter who the person is, no matter what the relationship has been, see them finding completeness and fulfillment. And say thank you. Let anyone come into your mind. If they taught you bitter moments, thank you. If they brought you joyous moments, thank you. It's not a question of making any judgment. We're not in the me that's making judgments. We're in the now of ourselves, from the depths of our awareness, looking at anything that arises in our minds, anything we can call into our awareness, and saying thank you. As you do this, you'll discover that a smile will start to happen inside of you. You'll discover that you'll become calm. You'll become warm. Instead of the old holding environment created by thoughts that are either trying to escape from feelings of inadequacy or insufficiency, trying to solve problems, trying to create a better future, frightened for a bad future, we're creating a now moment holding environment by simply being thankful, by saying thank you to anything and everything that arises. This becomes the choice. This becomes a profound practice. Instead of being captured again and again by where the mind will lead us into past, future, me and you stories and the emotional environment they will create, we use the same energy, we channel it intentionally and say thank you. There's nothing you will find that you cannot say thank you to. Maybe at first there are things you will not say thank you to, but then say thank you to your refusal to say thank you. Say thank you to your no. Say thank you to your yes. Say thank you to any no. Say thank you to any yes. This practice will help you settle your mud any time in your life, no matter what the circumstances. Now moment awareness is never a judge. Now moment awareness is not afraid to experience whatever is present. Thank you.